I'm just going to keep rambling here with a question. Can you buy anything online these days and have to sign the receipt? Because, you know, you go online, you go to, let's say, eBay, or you go to your Amazon. They don't ask for a credit card. And when you go to the gas station, your Exxons, your Mobils, your Exxon Mobils, they don't ask for you to sign the receipt. And a lot of the times when you buy something at a Chipotle or a Starbucks, they don't ask you to sign the receipt. But whenever you go to a restaurant, you have to sign the receipt. And sometimes you go to a place like the Gap or the Rite Aid, and they have those electronic receipt signers that never seem to actually be a real reflection on your signature with that weirdo stylus pen. So this is time for another BPP one question interview. I, of course, reserve the right to ask follow-up questions. Mr. Bob Sullivan writes the MSNBC.com blog Red Tape Chronicles. He knows the answer. Hi, Bob.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you. I understand you have the answer to our question, so it's a very good morning for me. Why do you still have to sign some credit card receipts?
Well, the signing might seem like it's for your benefit, for somehow it's a security device that's going to protect you, but it's not. It has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with who's liable if there is ultimately fraud. So if someone else is using your card, and it goes like this: if the store can produce a signed receipt, when the bank says this is a fraudulent charge, then the bank will have to turn around and eat the cost. But if there is no signed receipt, then the store has to eat the cost. Now, this dates back to the very beginnings of being able to use credit cards on the phone, and obviously there was no signatures for doing things like buying concert tickets, and those transactions are called card-not-present transactions. In a card-not-present transaction, the merchant is responsible and will have to pay the cost. Now, what happened a few years ago is companies like Starbucks decided it was not worth keeping track of all these little pieces of paper so that they wouldn't have to pay for a $5 fraudulent charge for a latte. So little by little, companies have backed off requiring those signatures for smaller items, but you're always going to have to sign for big items.
Well, what about the gas stations? Now that gas is at $100 or so, are they rethinking that?
Those are big items. You know, it's just so efficient for the gas stations to not have to have somebody run out there with a little clipboard and have you sign the receipt that they're willing to eat the fraud because it's all a matter of percentages.
Yeah. Then again, if you ever had your credit card stolen, pretty much the first place they use it is a gas station.
That's the best place if you're a criminal to test to make sure that the card works and you won't have to actually show who you are.
It's like the perfectly calculated service for criminals.
Right.
You get to test your card and get a free tank of gas. And so what about the fact that so often in a lot of the retail establishments they have a little electronic counter, and it seems like never to accurately record your signature or cut off in between. Does the fact that sometimes the signature doesn't even actually look like your signature, does that matter at all?
It doesn't. Remember, this is really just an accounting game, and as long as they can produce something that shows they have a signature, that they made an effort to verify the authenticity of the cardholder, they can push the expense back at the bank. So those little electronic signature readers, which, as you point out, do virtually nothing to prove that that's really you with the card, all they're doing is saying, bank, this is your problem.
All right. So I'll be signing all my receipts, Bob Sullivan. Thank you. Bob Sullivan writes the MSNBC.com blog Red Tape Chronicles. He knows our answers. Thank you, Bob.